Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Happy New Year. Well, Happy New Year's Eve. The year's not over yet. Are you one of those people that thinks over the last year and thinks about what went well, what could have been better, what was hard? We write a Christmas letter, but this year it's still coming. It's been quite a year for us. We're thankful to be here and to have moved. Well, you might have regrets about the last year. You might have thought it went pretty well. I don't know, but what do you think about next year? It's an interesting thing to look ahead to the next year and to see it as, something hopeful. That's what it looks like on TV, at least, when you see the ball drop and everybody's singing and kissing, and it's like this is such a hopeful moment. But why? What's coming in the next year that's so hopeful, right? Well, maybe there are things bringing hope. Maybe there are things bringing destruction, right? Well, we know there will be some of that, right? There always is. What brings hope in the new year? Well, sometimes it's the hope of a clean slate, right? Maybe you're just thankful for a chance to start over, so to speak. Right, kind of arbitrarily on a day that we say, now it's the new year. Right? But the hope of doing better this next year. You make New Year's resolutions. This year I resolve not to do that, or I resolve to do this, or to get better at this. What are your New Year's resolutions this year? Well, in our gospel reading, Simeon sees the Christ child, right, picks him up, holds him, and he has good news of a hopeful future for the people of Israel and for the Gentiles. He took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." So he says, "My eyes have seen your salvation." That means somebody's going to be saved. Right? Saved from, sin and death, slavery to sin. All the darkness of our broken, sinful nature from which we suffer. Simeon is holding in his arms our salvation. A light for revelation to the Gentiles. So those dwelling in darkness, you're going to see a great light, like in Isaiah 9. And for glory to your people Israel. On Christmas Eve and on Christmas, we talked about glory, right? Glory. Something that's glorious is shining, right? It's radiant. It's beautiful. It draws attention. And God is saying here that our salvation makes us radiant. Okay? And specifically here, for glory to your people Israel. That's what the Old Testament reading is bringing out in some beautiful language. "For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet until her righteousness goes forth as brightness." Okay, this is glory, radiance, beauty. "Until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness and all the kings your glory. And you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give." Kind of a blank slate and a giving of a new identity. "You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. How about that for a new year, blank slate? All right. That's what we have to look forward to. That's what God has given us in Christ and is working in us by His Spirit. Right? Because He who began a good work in us will bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Until then, it's this, well, He's working on us, and we have the hope of, well, the hope of glory. Right? You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. How about that for a New Year's resolution? Right? That we would be found in Christ, and that God would make us beautiful in Christ, that He would make us glorious in Christ. So what does that look like? Well, Simeon goes on. He says, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. Well, then it gets a little more confusing. He blesses Jesus' parents. And then he says to Mary, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul too, Mary, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. What does this mean? And for a sign that is opposed. That word opposed, it literally means spoken against. Okay? For a sign that is spoken against. This is Luke chapter 2. In Luke chapter 11, Jesus says, you're asking me for a sign. The only sign you're going to get is the sign of Jonah. Jonah, who was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and then was spat out. Jesus is going to be in the belly of the earth for 3 days and then he's going to rise from the dead. This is the sign that he's talking about. Okay, so just rewind. For a sign that's spoken against. This is the cross. This is the cross, the sword that would pierce Mary's own soul too. Mary, who loves her child, is going to stand at the foot of the cross and watch her child killed. Killed because he's spoken against. Jesus is opposed. He's spoken against. Well, for us, you know, Jesus is glorified in the cross. And here's the deal. We're glorified in the cross as well. Right? Jesus says, if anyone would come after me, he must take up his cross and follow me. We're conformed, made like, we're conformed to Christ in his suffering, in his cross. This sign that is spoken against. In Luke 6, Jesus says, woe to you when everyone speaks well of you. Right? This is Jesus who's been appointed for a sign that is spoken against. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you. For that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets. And then on the other hand, he says, blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. How's that for a New Year's resolution? Blessed are you when people speak against you. Right? When you're conformed to Christ in his sufferings, persecuted for his name's sake. Our hope for this new year shouldn't be all, well, roses and fancy dinners, right? It shouldn't be just pleasure or having everyone speak well of us. Our New Year's resolution should be to be found in Christ, right? Or to be like Anna the prophetess, always in the temple, worshiping God, you know, fasting day and night, right? Or Simeon. Right, who comes into the temple fasting, or the apostles at the end of the Gospel of Luke. Jesus ascends into heaven, and then they rejoice And then they're continually in the temple praising God. This should be our New Year's resolution, to be found in Christ, to have our faith strengthened, to look to Him throughout the year, whatever happens, good or bad, right? Whether this year our world is plunged into more war, or loved ones fall asleep in the Lord, or our own health is compromised, or maybe we die. What's this new year going to bring? Nothing that Christ can't handle. Nothing that's outside of God's promises for us in Jesus Christ. And the earthly joys that it could bring, you know, whether we're talking about an improvement in quality life or quality of life or something like that, those things are fleeting. Those things are, they come and go. Some years are better than others in relative terms. Right? But Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Christ has come. He's taken on our human nature. He's become like us in order to save us, in order to elevate us, to raise us with Him. Thanks be to God. But it doesn't look like this glorious walk into the sunset. It looks like being conformed to Christ in His sufferings. It looks like learning daily to put to death the deeds of the body and live, like Paul says in Romans 8, or to put to death what is earthly in us, in order to look to Christ and receive from Him, to be made spiritual by the Spirit of God. It looks like daily becoming less and less attached to earthly things and coming more and more to trust in Christ to be our salvation and our glory and everything worthwhile. So happy New Year. Christ has come and has promised you everything. He's gone through death and taken you with Him. You've been united with Christ in your baptism, in His death, and in His resurrection, so that all those things that would harm you have been relativized, right? Have been made fleeting, not lasting. They're not going to overcome the light of the world who shines in the darkness, who is life, who is your life, who has promised you life in His resurrection. In Jesus' name, amen.